listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The member for the Central Wheat Belt says the federal government's decision to end live sheep exports is an attack on farmers. Mia Davies sharing stories in Parliament yesterday, highlighting the impact the end of the industry will have. She says she's concerned for the people she represents.
And I ask if Senator Watt is misleading us, or did the state government just get it completely wrong? Which is it? Because the Labor Party has removed a plank of regional economy that underpins many of my towns and communities. And you've done it at a time when they are under extraordinary pressure and struggling with drought conditions already.
Meanwhile, the move has now put the cattle industry at risk. The Animal Justice Party says they're now gearing their efforts to ending live cattle exports after successfully advocating to phase out live sheep exports. Mining cities across Australia flocked to Kalgoorlie-Boulder earlier this month for the Mining Cities Alliance meeting. Delegations from Queensland, New South Wales and WA tuning into the discussions in person and online. City Mayor Glenn Wilson says they covered a range of topics.
Really great to have some time with the Mayor of Karratha and to find out the challenges that Karratha have at the moment, not only from mining but also from housing, from antisocial behaviour, from a whole range of other, you know. So the Mining Cities we met last week, had a tour of the super pit.
Police have charged 44 West Aussies with 181 offences relating to deliberate fires. Strike Force Vulcan investigating 178 bushfires from December to April. In sport, a big round five of Central Wheat Belt netball for the women. Ben Cubbin adding to its campaign after recording a massive 61-goal victory over Beacon Miracles. Meantime, the Comets couldn't get it done against Muckambuddon, going down 55-39. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.